The Running Back Reward. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. These two sponsors pay for these podcasts so you don't have to. Pin Chasers has four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. For bowling, food, and fun, go to pinchasers.net. For lane reservations, party planning, remember, you never pay to rent shoes for your bowling at Pin Chasers. That alone will save you a significant amount of money over other places that charge you to rent shoes when you bowl. Also, follow Pin Chasers on Instagram at Pin Chasers to see all of their specials. Just about every night, there's some unlimited bowling specials, cyber bowling nights, specials on food and beverage as well. Pin Chasers, I thank them for their sponsorship, as I do Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group offers full-service legal assistance in one particular area. They want me to remind you, and I'm just a paid non-attorney spokesperson, that permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023. If you are an adult male, still paying permanent alimony, and you reside in the state of Florida, you are losing money every week, every month that you wait before someone like Brandon Legal Group can help you reduce or potentially eliminate your permanent alimony financial obligation going forward. 813-902-3576. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com for a free consultation. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As player salaries in recent years have exponentially increased for quarterbacks and most recently wide receivers, many questions were raised why running backs were having such a tough time getting anything close to that kind of money in terms of next deals after their rookie contract was up. We all know the reasons for this. We all know the expiration date, supposedly, on running backs. We've all heard for years that investing an early first-round draft pick on a running back, for the most part, was not necessary because they could be had and be productive later in the draft. And then what happens this past offseason? Hitting free agency all at the same time. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, and let's throw in the Cincinnati Bengals trade away Joe Mixon on the last year of his deal for a day three draft pick. Think about what those players have done for their new teams so far this season. We'll take Pollard first because, Pollard's at 800 yards rushing at the time of this broadcast. Doesn't seem like much, but on a bad football team, Pollard and Calvin Ridley, who the Titans did pay, have really been the only guys who have been consistent at their positions on the offensive side of the ball. And this is with bad quarterback play. Pollard has an incentive in his new deal with the Titans that if he gets to 1,100 yards, he gets $250,000 bonus. He might get there. Pollard, fully healthy, which he may not have been last year after he broke his leg in the playoff loss the previous year for the Cowboys against the 49ers. So I bring Pollard up first because it's just a modest example of how the Titans invested in Tony Pollard, the Cowboys moved on from Tony Pollard, and who's been better at the running back position at number one on the depth chart, Tennessee or Dallas? The answer is Tennessee. Let's take Cincinnati trading away Joe Mixon. The Bengals have lost a lot of close games this year. Chase Brown, really since week three, week four, has been pretty good at running back for the Bengals. Joe Burrow's been very good. Ja'Marr Chase maybe has had the best year of any wide receiver in the NFL, yet the Bengals are losing. Perhaps trading Mixon sent a bad message. T. Higgins appears to be gone next. What will they do with Ja'Marr Chase? And I've already looked into how if the Bengals want to trade Joe Burrow, and if Burrow wants out of an organization he feels isn't committed to winning, despite a contract extension, the Bengals could pretty easily, with less than $50 million of dead money, move Burrow for a package of draft picks or otherwise after the 2025 season. Mixon is one of the main reasons why the Houston Texans are going to win their division and host a playoff game, a team that's never even been to the conference championship round. It's been a step back for C.J. Stroud this year, and some would say an overall step back for the Titans. It's always tough after you come up on the scene that second year of relevance, trying to take another playoff step or two. Ask the Jaguars how tough that is. Without Joe Mixon, the Texans may not be a playoff team. Three touchdowns in a recent game against the Dallas Cowboys. Granted, this past week, he wasn't as productive. The Titans stacked the middle. Mixon has been at his best between the tackles. He's broke off some huge plays. And he's been one of the most productive running backs in football this year. And as the Texans added a bunch of things this offseason, before they have to re-up C.J. Stroud, a lot of other moves got more attention. Moves on the defensive side of the ball, Hunter. Moves on the offensive side of the ball, Diggs. They throw a late round draft pick at Joe Mixon, who, remember, at the end of the Super Bowl a few years ago, the Bengals never even had him touch the ball on their final drive after Cooper Kupp's touchdown gave the Rams the lead. It's clear the Bengals too often took Joe Mixon for granted. It was a bad move, and the Texans are better for the Bengals' mistake. And Mixon has a new deal. It's not like he was on the last year of his deal when the Bengals traded him. The Texans added two more years to that deal, and it's really paid off for Houston. Josh Jacobs, off a three-touchdown performance in the latest Packers win, is the most consistent thing going for Green Bay on offense as we speak, and has been for a month plus. There's no one person, wide receiver or tight end, that the Packers can count on in the passing game. And Jordan Love has, he's still growing into the role. This is just his second year as a starting quarterback. We know how good the Packers can be, but it's tough to do it every week. If you didn't think there would be growing pains with Love and the Packers, you just had to remind yourself how young this team was. Jacobs, a total workhorse for the Raiders, leaves Las Vegas, goes to Green Bay, and if it didn't look like the right fit at first, you know, replacing that combination of Jones and Dillon, it sure looks it now. And it also looks like LaFleur can utilize a running back like Jacobs especially when the hand is hot. You know, the Packers under Aaron Rodgers, for a good time there, had the best pass-blocking offensive line. That has evolved as well. So Josh Jacobs signing what I believe was a 4-year deal. You can look up these deals for yourself. I'm just pointing out how these running backs that change teams, look at what they've meant to these teams. Many of which, not Tennessee, total evaluation year for the Titans, but we just brought up Houston. Joe Mixon's helping Houston make the playoffs. Josh Jacobs significantly helping Green Bay make the playoffs. A team that looked like primarily a passing team a year ago, now relying on Josh Jacobs and the running game, and it's just getting better. And the better he gets, the better Jordan Love should get in terms of opportunities to take advantage of a defense that's more concerned with Josh Jacobs. Derrick Henry, at the time of this broadcast, we're on a Monday afternoon. Henry and the Ravens play Monday night against the Chargers. The Chargers are one of, if not the best defense in the National Football League. So they'll be ready for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry may not have one of his best games. He may have one of his worst games. But don't you find interesting that amidst all this MVP talk the last couple of months around Lamar Jackson, how much of an upgrade he's had in the backfield next to him rather than this wheel of running backs that seem to change every couple of weeks, and it's just been a consistent, dare we say, future Hall of Fame, former Heisman Trophy winner in Derrick Henry, who continues to get the job done. We knew coming into the season Derrick Henry was going to get rushing touchdowns because we knew that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense was going to get down in the red zone, and that just signing Derrick Henry alone for those red zone touches inside the five was likely to work. It has, but it's worked beyond just that. The big runs are still there. The short yardage gains are there. The ability to just wear down the opponent, especially in the second half, has been there. And Derrick Henry's been great. Maybe the Titans simply thought, by the time we get good again, Derrick Henry's not going to be able to do this. So they move on from Derrick Henry. Well, the Titans aren't going to the playoffs, even though their investment in Tony Pollard looks pretty good. But the Ravens signing of Derrick Henry looks really, really good as Henry continues to put up big numbers on a Ravens team that may not win the division, but certainly is headed to the playoffs and perhaps can be more successful in the playoffs because of Derrick Henry's presence, because Lamar Jackson is 2-4 in the postseason. Also, the Ravens, prior to signing Derrick Henry, would lose a lot of games where they had a double-digit fourth-quarter lead and wouldn't be able to come from behind at halftime in games where they trailed by 10 or more. That feels a lot different now, too, because the Ravens have Derrick Henry. So that paid off. And that brings us to Saquon Barkley off his latest wow game on Sunday Night Football against the Rams. This is one of those where I could just go to a thesaurus and look up synonyms for great and use those words to describe what Saquon Barkley has meant to the Eagles this year. If you're a fan of Hard Knocks or you've just been on social media the last 4 months, you know how the Giants blew this. And it's why the Giants are going to blow everything up. Because it's not just that the Giants are a shitty team in need of a new quarterback. the Giants blew Saquon Barkley. They blew it. I know that sounds funny in various ways, but they blew it. They let Barkley get away, and they let him get away to arguably their biggest rival. A rival that just 2 years ago was in the Super Bowl. And we talk about how LaFleur has adjusted to life with Josh Jacobs. How about how the Eagles offense has adjusted to life with a three-down running back? This is traditionally a team that in recent years has gone running back by committee and rotated two, three, four different guys in a season. And instead, they put an end to all that by making a major financial investment in someone to do it all. Sure, Gainwell still gets in there occasionally to give Barkley a break. But whether it was the opening game or the most recent game, Barkley looks more like an MVP to me than Lamar Jackson. If you can just wrap your head around that the MVP doesn't have to be a quarterback. And you know, Saquon Barkley is very, very motivated for another shot at the postseason with a team that has gone to as many conference championship games as anyone in the NFC in the 21st century. The Eagles' investment in Barkley and how the Giants let him get away has been one of the things most talked about all year in football, and it can't be talked about enough. So to summarize, look at all these running backs that change teams. I just gave you five. Some would say Pollard's not worthy of being on this list. Okay, fine. Then look at the other four. And perhaps it's going to change a little bit of the thinking at this position. Because we have true impact, tangible, on playoff teams, Houston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Green Bay. Would they be in the position they were in? You could argue that one, maybe not all four, would make the playoffs without these guys. But I would argue back, they're better in terms of not only playoff contention, but being able to win in the playoffs because they were aggressive in acquiring available running backs in the offseason, something that just hadn't been done in recent years. And the teams that lost these running backs, where are they? Where are the Raiders without Jacobs? The Titans are in an evaluation mode without Henry. They bring in Pollard to bridge the gap. But yeah, they're on the hook for letting Derrick Henry go. Why did the Bengals just basically give away Joe Mixon? The thought was, he doesn't have anything left. We got to turn things over to Zach Moss and Chase Brown. Well, yeah, he had plenty left. Bad decision by the Bengals and horrible decision by the New York Giants that will likely be a major factor in costing a lot of people their jobs in New York in the next month plus. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Just some thoughts from me on how those that invested in running backs in the open market in the offseason have certainly gotten bang for their buck and a true return on their investment this season. Perhaps that changes the way other teams and there will be a market correction this next year and or the year after and we'll start seeing some running backs receive contract offers that won't be as much as quarterbacks or wide receivers, but at least won't remind us of what had been going on in previous years. Because the teams that actually made the investments this time are getting that ROI. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. Again, email me at right.todd@yahoo.com with any thoughts or other things that you'd like to hear me talk about on the podcast. I appreciate you listening. Happy Thanksgiving.